and welcome to Animates. This is the program that has stories and interviews about animals and their mates. I'm Elaine Jontek. Today I'm going to talk to my dad, Errol. He's 91. He's come down to Sydney to visit the family. He's out of residential care for the moment. And he's got his cat with him in residential care. And I thought we might talk to him about his cat. So, Errol, have you always liked cats? Or are you more of a dog person, do you think?
More of a dog person. It's only since I became a married man that I got fond of cats.
Uh-huh.
So one or two cats anyway.
So you've had dogs in your married life as well?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And usually the dogs and the cats got on well together. They seem to understand each other. The cat, of course, looked down on the dog as being a superior person himself. He looks down on humans as well.
Uh-huh.
Dogs look up at us and cats look down on us. And they say pigs look us straight in the eyes and treat us as equals.
So you haven't had a pig in your house?
No, no.
So when did Ace come into your life? I think it was from your daughter, wasn't it, Errolyn?
Oh, yes, that's right. Initially it belonged to one of my daughters, but the cat proved unpopular with the neighbours because he was a better fighter. He used to tear strips off them.
So you decided to look after Ace then, you and Kathleen, your wife?
Yes.
So you can tell us about Ace?
Well, he's a Burmese cat, whitish in colour, dirty white colour, you might say, and he's a very fine specimen of a cat. Because he looks down on humans. He's got a superiority complex, as cats have. And he's good company.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes he hops on my lap. And if I'm lying down having a little nap, he thinks it's a good idea for him as well to join me. And then his head is on my cheek. I tolerate that. Probably encourage it a bit.
So now that you've moved into residential care after breaking your hip, are you able to see Ace regularly?
Well, they're very reluctant of the people running this home. They pretend to be allergic to everything, allergic to cats and dogs. So anyway, I managed to see the cat.
So I understand the cat lives very close by.
I think so, yes. Yes, not far away.
So it's two doors away, isn't that right?
Well, yes, it's not far for a cat to walk that distance.
So you leave some cat biscuits and water out for him?
Oh, I usually do, yes.
So, Errol, how do you think Ace, your Burmese cat, finds his way into your room at the nursing home?
Well, he's got a good memory, certainly. That's the main thing he needs. And he can walk with his four legs. Oh, well, he can open the door if it's slightly ajar. He can get his little paw around and open it. He's got a good sense, good engineering sense, as it were.
So does the nursing home have other pets visiting?
Oh, there's one woman who comes in with a big black poodle with long legs that go all the way down to the ground. Yes.
So do you think that pets are good for people?
It depends on the pet, really. I mean, I wouldn't recommend a pet tiger for some people. No, pets are good for them, yes, generally speaking. Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
So you haven't seen Ace for 2 weeks. So do you think Ace, the white Burmese, will remember you?
Oh, yes, he'll remember, but he'll pretend he has never seen me before.
How can you tell that?
He ignores me. He'll ignore me for a while,
mm-hmm.
as though I'm a complete stranger.
So you enjoy having him sit on your lap, and do you remember to feed him?
Yes. He likes to come on my lap, and if I'm lying down, he comes on my face, more or less. Well, I accept all that.
So with the coronavirus, there's going to be more restrictions on visitors. But I imagine that the cat Ace won't have restrictions about the coronavirus.
No, probably he's got a different scheme in his body for viruses. It's a cat virus he'd be defending against.
So thank you very much for coming into the studio, Errol, and telling us a bit about Ace.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
So that was Errol, who's 91, living at Wishart Gardens in Brisbane. He was telling us how Ace, his white Burmese, still visits him every day in the courtyard. You have been listening to Animates. This program has been recorded in the studios of 2RPH Sydney for the RPH Network. Our technical producer is Katie Brooks, research by Joshua Svanser, and I'm Elaine Jontek. Please join us again next time for more stories of animals and their mates.